greetings to all of you, dear friends, and welcome to our radio broadcast, Brother Joseph.
God bless you.
Now, you have been a missionary in many countries of the world, and many times you had trouble being persecuted by dictatorial authorities who didn't like the message of the freedom of Christ to penetrate in their closed society. Now, what counsel do you have for the brethren who are in such a situation in many countries today?
Well, the first counsel would be get filled with the Holy Spirit.
Well, many of them have the Holy Spirit. That's the only way they make it there.
Yeah, we must say that the brethren who are outside the West, they're doing so much better, because the church in the West, especially USA and Europe, they are like mostly dead. So there is a big differentiation between the Christians in the other parts of the world, the so-called developing world, etc., than America and Europe. America and Europe, the church is basically the usually mostly part of the government, you see. But in these other parts of the world, the church is more on fire, the brethren are more sincere, they're more evangelizing, you understand?
Yet there are so many victims among them, victims of the persecutions, even Christians dying very often. How can they make it to survive there?
Well, especially in places like, for example, you know, Africa, Islamic persecution, India, Hindu persecution, China, atheistic persecution, and Russia is an oppressive regime, which they still have this communist mentality. The first thing you have to do is just try to meet in, after getting the Holy Spirit, the salvation, of course, try to meet in house churches. I found this was a big blessing for me, like a big protection, because, you know, the devil doesn't know where you're meeting, where you are. You need to have inconspicuous meetings, meetings that don't stick out. You have to be careful of false brethren, like the Bible warns you about, be careful of false brethren. Now, evangelize all as many as you can with wisdom. All right, don't evangelize people that the Holy Spirit doesn't give you a good check. But as far as inviting them into your inner circle, inside of your private meetings, in the homes where you meet, then that you should be very selective, because of the problem of Judases, of false brethren.
And how do you know who is a true, sincere believer who wants to join your group, or who is a false one?
Well, we have a very simple system, the way we do. Of course, we are a house church, we are a mobile church, and everywhere we go, we get a little house, and that's our church. But not many people know that. Well, the way we do is bring them out witnessing, bring them out evangelizing, invite them to come out and give salvation of Jesus. That's something that, like, the devil cannot do. You know, you can discern very easily when it comes to that. And not just because they sit down on a church bench like they do in the West and do nothing and just sing hallelujah every Sunday morning. That doesn't make them a Christian. Okay? So you just need to bring them out evangelizing with you and tell them, look at how I do, and do the same. That's what Jesus did. Jesus didn't send them to some cemetery or seminary, some Bible school for 3 years and pay a lot of money like some of these churches do today. He said, come and follow me the first day. That's what you do.
Now, we apply that system here because we go to places where it's easy to evangelize on the streets. But brethren in China, in Africa, where there is persecution, it's illegal to evangelize. How can they go on the streets to check out this potential brethren?
They evangelize the same way you evangelize in China, in India, in a Muslim country. Secretly, like if you're in Saudi Arabia, where there is such a demonic oppression that they will torture you if you read the Bible the wrong place, well, you need to use wisdom. You know, you make the first eye contact, then you talk about sports, you talk about politics, and then when the person begins to open up, the Holy Spirit will show you the sheep. Usually, when somebody talks more than you, it's not a sheep. A sheep usually is listening, a sheep
it's
usually
it's
paying attention, It's like these people that are just big smiles. Like, I want to come to your house. I want to read the Bible. They're easily to be spies, you know. Mm-hmm. Usually a sheep is just silent and listens. And like they will get saved, they receive Jesus, and they're not saved, they get receive the Holy Spirit. And then they'll go witnessing with you. Meet them again in a coffee shop and then take them out and evangelize the way you do.
Yes.
Like in the West, you can give gospel tracts in the streets. In an oppressive country like the Muslim country or like in China or even in Russia, it's like you cannot do that. So you have to do like by word of mouth. You have to go one person at a time. If you're shopping in a supermarket, if you walk in the street, if you're at the post office, if you're here, if you're there. If you go to private houses, in the streets is one of the best places to evangelize because there you can select the people.
Yes.
Okay, then you need to have an approach. Like in these oppressive countries, you need to have a system. Okay, like for example, when I used to do a situation like that, I used to carry a newspaper in my hands to, with the gospel tracts behind in certain situations.
Yes, yes.
But it's like in other situations when the country is very oppressive, you can't even do that. You just have to evangelize, go very, very slowly with gospel literature, very slowly. Because that's,
we
give away your identity. So mostly we'll have to be just by talking and talking.
I see.
And the Holy Spirit will give you wisdom how to do it.
So you cannot be too much in a hurry to invite people to your home group because
that's
dangerous.
No. No, in the beginning, you probably, even if you invite them to a place, it should never be the house where you live until you are sure.
Yeah.
Because the devil wants to know, like Jesus was meeting and sleeping in the Garden of Gethsemane. As soon as the devil found out, Jesus got killed or got resurrected. Only you resurrect in heaven.
Yeah.
So it's like you need to use wisdom, okay? Just go slowly, be careful of Judas's, but do evangelize as much as you can, and the Lord will protect you.
Amen. Now, we hear a lot at the news about Christians being killed in China and also churches being bombed in the Muslim countries. How can they avoid this kind of things?
Yeah, there are about 50 countries in the world today that Christians are being persecuted. They calculated the Christian being killed every few minutes. I think there is a Christian being killed every 4 minutes, according to statistics.
That is terrible.
50 countries in the world. Well, my suggestion is, do what many Christians really discovered is the best protection. Do like the early church. See, the early church for 300 years, they only met in private houses. It's only in the false Christian systems that came late after 300 years that they start meeting in temples, building temples, changing pagan temples into Christian churches. The whole New Testament, never there was a church building, a temple. The best protection is meet in private houses. Don't go to public places. Like it says in Romans chapter 14, verse 5, every day is the same. You can worship God. Every day is a Sunday. Don't wait for Sunday morning so the devil knows where you are and where you go. Don't go to this big building. Meet in private places. Meet at the park. Meet in the woods. Meet in a desert. Meet in a basement. Meet on the attic. Meet in a private house. And change house all the time. The devil will never know where you are. He will never be able to kill too many. Mm-hmm. Understand? And the next thing we'll talk about is about sharing money and material
yes,
things.
Yes, I would like to ask, I believe that most of the Christians who meet in a building, in a church building, and who gather on Sunday, they do it out of obedience. Since your obedience, so they think, because God expects it of them.
Obedience to what?
To the Lord's command, to gather together, to worship together,
no, the Lord
to honor
never
God.
Commanded to get together on Sunday.
And you have any scriptures about this? Because this will strengthen the faith of those who should meet in
private
houses.
Well, I already gave us a good scripture. Look, Romans 14:5, it says, some people esteem one day above another, other people esteem every day the same. So if you want to worship on Sunday, it's fine. If you want to worship on Wednesday, it's fine. Mm. Personally, I like to worship every day. Why should I worship 6 days less than Sunday? For me, every day is a Sunday. See, this will avoid this big thing about making an idol of Sunday, that the devil knows Sunday morning or day, singing hallelujah. That's a place that some demon possessed can throw a bomb into your church and kill the Christian. There are many demon possessed today who under the cover of religion, they go and blow up churches because they go to heaven after they kill the enemy. They go to hell for sure. They don't repent.
Yes.
You don't go to heaven because you kill people, believe me, especially a bunch of innocents.
Yes, same.
pray for them that they repent before they end up in hell completely.
Now, I'm thinking they can as well throw a bomb in a private house if they gather in houses.
Yeah, they will sooner or later, but it never be in comparison that you meet in a big building for the last 50, 100 years. But if you change a house all the time, of course the devil will kill some people now and then. But we'll never be that all the eggs in one basket. We'll never be like 100, 200, 300, 400 people, 500,000 people in one place. Understand?
I see.
You have to spread around. Jesus said you are the salt of the earth. The salt has to be spread. That's why there is so much division, so much envy, so much jealousy in many churches, especially in the West. There are so many Christians bunched up. It's like, what are they doing with all this salt in one place? Have you ever tried to put a kilo of salt in one plate of soup?
No.
Like, the salt has to be spread. It's just a little bit of salt in a soup. It's a little bit of salt. But now we have more salt than food in these churches. And so problems. You have to do in the example of Jesus. Jesus was sleeping in the Mount of Olives under the trees. He was witnessing in every street he went, in every house he went. Jesus did not have a place one day a week to go evangelize. He evangelized every day the same, and that's the example. All right?
I see.
And the next thing is you have to share material things. You have to share your money, your food, your clothes with the brethren. Not just like that's from false churches in the West. It's called the Gospel of Prosperity. There's a bunch of false prophets who say, give money to God and God will give you blessings. Of course, to give money to God, that means the pocket of the preacher. And
yes,
he will make a bigger building, so his religion will be more powerful. Religion is not built on buildings. Okay? The churches today are ghettos where the devil segregates Christianity to prevent the light from spreading all over the world. So the devil keeps all this light bunched up in a building to prevent that it shines onto the lost world. So these church buildings are actually the biggest obstacle to the preaching of the gospel. So they keep preaching the gospel to the same people every Sunday. People are bored of listening. Whereas just outside, you walk 10 meters out of the building, there are people who are lost, people never went to church, people are not saved. And they,
it's true.
And they are there preaching gospel to the same bored or sleepy guys sitting on church benches doing nothing and for 50 years, for 20 years. That's ridiculous. Jesus never did that. He hardly went to a church called synagogue those days two times. Keep going, keep moving, keep moving around. Make the devil mad, save souls, preach the gospel. Understand?
Amen, yes. I believe this counsel is very good also for us to learn how to survive in the end time that's coming upon us.
Yes, our church is a solution. Look, very scriptural. You see in 1 Corinthians 16:19, Romans 16, verse 5, and other parts, it says, greet the church that meets in your house. The church that meets in his house sends the greetings.
Yes.
So it's like the church is not a dead building. The church is the you and me. 1 Corinthians 3:16, it says, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Okay, Acts 7:48, God does not live in temples made with hands. It's a false doctrine of the devil that the building is God's house. God's house is you.
Amen,
okay,
yes.
So the devil has deceived Christianity for centuries, investing all the money and resources into dead buildings. In reality, the only building that God is interested in is you and me, New Jerusalem.
Amen, amen, amen. May the Lord help us. And like this, we can evangelize more and give more light to the world and be more protected. Amen. Dear brethren, if you have any questions, you can write in and we will answer you on our radio. Also, you can find on the radio all our materials downloadable for free. Also, evangelization messages that you can distribute in your evangelization daily. And for anything we can do for you, contact us.
Amen.
We keep in our prayers.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Joseph.
You are in our prayer.
Yes.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.